Buckle up, essays. This week, we're slashing into the new Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. Is it the team-up we craved?
Then, we're rolling out for Transformers 1. Will this reboot rev our engines?
Plus, Space Off 2 is a thing, and Sony might be taking over your playtime with autoplay.
Don't miss a second. We're back after the break. Dude, we just got the biggest trailer that Marvel has ever released. Holy crap, dude. Okay. Deadpool and Wolverine. It will easily be the movie to watch this summer, this year. Holy crap, dude.
Probably the next few years, too.
Bro, oh my God. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I was reading something that said it was the biggest trailer that Marvel's ever seen. It broke records having the most curse words in a trailer, which makes sense because they're Marvel. Yeah. They've been clean for years, but also they've received more views than any other MCU trailer that has come out to date, and that's including
Infinity War.
Yeah, dude. Insane.
Dude, this might be Endgame, how big it is.
Bro, it's crazy, man. It's not an Avengers movie, but dude,
The only thing that's going to kill the numbers, even though it's going to do like probably 2 billion easy, it's rated R. So all the kids need their parents to come take them. That's going to hurt their money intake a little bit, but it's the biggest movie in like 2 or 3 years. Oh. It's huge. Like No Way Home was like the last like big movie we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God. That trailer was freaking fire, dude.
So good, man.
Oh,
so good.
A little too good, but yeah.
Do you think it gave away too much?
No. Because the first one was more of a teaser anyway, so we didn't see anything.
Right.
It is what it is. I mean, the dead Ant-Man was pretty awesome. All the Cassandra Nova, I think that's her name.
Yeah.
And then, yes and no. I mean, yeah, they gave away a little too much stuff, but on the flip side, dude, I'm so hyped for this movie. It's been Endgame was the last time I was really hyped. And then, of course, I wasn't really I'm not really the big Spider-Man guy, but No Way Home, I was pretty psyched about because they tried so hard to hide
the other Spiders.
The other two.
Yeah.
Yep. That we kept getting leaks here and leaks there that were pretty much confirmed. It was like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. It's like you guys are trying so hard and all these monsters are like accidentally releasing the info.
Yeah, I agree. And they did ruin a lot for that movie. Like a lot of the hype. I mean, I was still hyped for it. I still wanted to go see it. I went to go see it a few times. But like it would have been really nice to not get all those spoilers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if overall this one is doing better of keeping those leaks. Maybe when Ryan a couple months ago was asking the internet to not spread out the leaks.
Oh, yeah. That's how it's always been, though, with the first and second one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You put out those stupid memes, don't spoil the movie type deal.
Yeah. But yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of spoilers myself, and I'm very happy about that because when I saw this trailer, like I was fully surprised of what I saw, and it was just so nice, dude. Get that surprise. It feels like Christmas again. It's just I'm getting tingles.
Yeah.
Dude,
I cannot wait, dude. It's been so long.
Oh, God. It's nice, dude. And it comes out what? July 26th.
July. Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going. So we need to get tickets if we're gonna go.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go. Dude. So,
oh my gosh,
good. And okay, I kind of do feel like maybe they did give away a little too much because we're not in spoiler territory here, but from what it looked like in the trailer, the Wolverine that Deadpool talks to is not the main Wolverine that we saw in the Fox universe.
No.
It's some sort of variant, but it's Hugh Jackman. It's Wolverine. It's still badass.
Yes. That's all that matters.
Yeah. And that Wolverine, apparently he probably failed to save his universe. It sounded like maybe his universe got erased, deleted, taken over, whatever. And now Deadpool's recruiting him to probably try and save his own Fox universe. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know what world he's trying to save. Because, I mean, presumably Deadpool his own, will be MCU.
What it sound like it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But, the trailer looks phenomenal. Mm-hmm. We still don't know exactly who the real enemy is going to be.
Well, I thought it was going to be that. What's her name? Cassandra Nova? Is that?
She might be one of many. Yeah, that's Xavier's sister.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, she looked pretty damn good from what the quick preview we saw. I mean, she didn't look weird, all wrinkled face and whatever, but fine.
She looks a lot like, what's his name? James McAvoy. If you look at the close-up of the sister.
Yeah.
Dude, it looks just like him when he's bald. I've seen a lot of people. So you know how he played in that movie Split?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Patricia's going to have a word with Cassandra later. Which is the female, like, Split personality in him.
That's clever. That's cool.
Yeah. But the one scene you can actually see, like, her face a little bit, it looks just like him. Just a female version.
She looks pretty powerful in this trailer too.
Oh yeah,
you could probably even say that she's maybe more powerful than Xavier.
Check, yeah, yeah.
So I mean, how's Deadpool and Wolverine supposed to fight that?
They're gonna team up with other people. I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where we're gonna see like the Fox universe team up to try and save their universe type deal from whatever's causing all these. Incursions or whatever they call them, the world destroyers.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like I said, that's where I'm like, I think they spoiled a little too much. But on the flip side, I don't think they spoiled it at all because we still don't know what the hell's going on except for they have Doctor Strange's little wormhole.
Yeah, yeah. Then the end of the trailer, they jumped into what you just said. Yeah, that looks like a Doctor Strange portal. So I guess he's in this movie.
I mean, this movie's going to include a lot more than just X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, if the rumors are true, I mean, we might get Fantastic Four. We might get all kinds of people in this movie.
Jessica Alba.
Yep.
Come on.
Oh, my God. They bring her back. I cannot wait. But it's going to be the biggest movie in years.
Oh,
and I think it's probably going to compete, if not beat. Like I said, it might beat Endgame.
Wow.
The only reason I think it wouldn't is because it's got an R-rated rating. So not everyone can go watch it unless they have an adult.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids, tell mom and dad.
Yeah.
You gots to go. You gots to go. Skip school. Go on. No. Don't do that. But yeah, man. The trailer looks fun. It looks fun as hell. It looks hilarious. It
looks so good.
We can't forget, dude. Wolverine, sleeveless. They went sleeveless. I know guns ain't here, but that was one of his biggest complaints. When we saw Wolverine in the suit, he had sleeves, which at the time I had read something that it was to protect him. Hugh Jackman from the sun, for he had like skin cancer or something like that.
No idea.
No, you didn't hear that? I that's what I read. So I was like, yes, put the sleeves on him, protect that man. He is a national treasure. Put the sleeves on him. But here, I mean, clearly he's sleeveless. It looks great.
In the trailer, in like a minute back, he's got sleeves on still.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still.
So it just depends on the scene. Some scenes he's got sleeves, some scenes he doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's a like some sort of variant of Wolverine?
Maybe.
Like two of them.
Oh, and also he's got two armors. One actually has padding where he's got the sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the other one, it doesn't look like he's got padding. It just looks like a skin suit. Like that one, he's got padding. Go back to the sleeveless one. See, he lost his pad. Maybe it's the same suit, but he lost his padding.
Well, it does look battle damaged too. So maybe, like the sleeves get ripped off at some point, or some of the padding gets lost in transition.
There is supposed to be multiple variants of Wolverine, which our boy Superman is going to be.
Oh.
I thought that was confirmed. Henry Cavill. I was told that it was confirmed that he's a variant of Wolverine in this movie.
I don't know if it was confirmed, but I did hear that as well. as well as Harry Potter possibly being one of the variants, which I think will be funny as hell.
No, that was a joke. Was that a joke? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a big joke back then.
Ooh, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, and then the Ant-Man, dude, the dead Ant-Man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. And I think that black smoke on that trailer is the black smoke that Deadpool's like,
holy moly,
when it scoops up the guy in the other trailer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember you were asking what that was.
Yeah, because that was the only glimpse on the trailer, is the only glimpse of whatever that was is.
Huh. That's a good point, man. So maybe this is what's destroying the worlds. It's just kind of taking over
slowly. Like a Galactus.
Yeah.
Eating all the worlds.
Yeah.
Didn't you say Galactus might be the true enemy in this movie? Or was that Fantastic Four?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking for Fantastic Four. Mm. That he'll end up eating that world.
Because we did get the Fantastic Four movies. Galactus was like just a giant cloud.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah.
So mad.
They might be continuing with it. Who knows?
Don't do that. Kevin Foggy, don't do that.
Either way, dude, this is going to be the biggest movie, like I said, in years. This is the movie that, yes, it will save Marvel, even though they don't need saving. Yes, it is going to be huge. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It, yeah.
If anything, this is what Fox needed.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. They probably the
last good Fox movie they put out was Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
That one was phenomenal. Yeah. That was phenomenal. But all the other X-Men movies, they were hit and miss. They were boring. They weren't enough action, stuff like that. And don't talk to me about Logan. Logan was terrible.
Oh.
I don't care what anyone... Dude, it was so bad. It was their only... They only made it R-rated just so he could say the F-bomb like 10 times in the movie. Otherwise, it wasn't good. It was so bad.
It had some pitfalls, some more questions than answers. Yeah,
exactly. And technically, that only took place like 5 years after like the continuity. Like 5 years after, was it Days of Future Past? The very end? It was like 5 years after. All of a sudden, all the X-Men are dead and gone. It's like, what the hell? How does that happen in 5 years?
Yeah. Well, they did change the past, technically.
For the good. But obviously, it was for the worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a great one. I thought it was a good one. Again, yeah, it's still... It had its holes, yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
You said it perfectly. They left you with more questions than answers. Yeah. Like way more questions.
What else is there to say about Wolverine? And it's just gonna be great. Everyone's gonna watch it.
Oh God, I can't wait.
Look,
July. I cannot wait, dude. I've watched the trailer at least like 10 times now, and it gets better. It gets better every time I watch it.
Just like the other trailer, it gets better and gets better.
Which one?
Transformers 1.
What
Oh, it just gets God. Every time you watch it, it's just better and better. What are you doing? Face palm? What are you talking about?
It's terrible. Dude, I don't know what the need is for all these people. Oh, here we go. Why the hell are they trying to, like, kiddify this? I felt like I was watching a stupid, was that Minions movie?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I don't Minions, Transformers. I know Michael Bay's, like, he's hit a few homers, and then he struck out like 10 times. I don't want Transformers to be a joke, which is what this movie is going to be. It looks like a joke. I'm not watching it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you got a point to it. I mean, yes, Transformers was aimed at the kids, us, when we were kids in the 80s, but it was not a cartoon. It wasn't a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It wasn't He-Man. It wasn't like it was a serious story.
People died, or Transformers died.
Yeah.
It's as close as R-rated as you could get without having blood.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was not a kid show. Like, it was for kids, but it was not a kids show. And then the Michael Bay movies, they were more serious for the most part. I mean, yeah, they had their comedy moments, but it tried to take some of the story seriously. kind of.
My biggest thing about him, every movie, he like changed the story like even more and more. It's like the Transformers were only there for like 100 years. And in the next movie, they've been there for like a million years. And in the next movie, they've actually been there since the beginning of time. It's like,
WTF, why the phase?
Come on, bro.
Yeah, there was a lot of inconsistency.
Yeah, he kept retconning the story over and over and over, which that, I can oversee it, even though it doesn't make sense. But then, I haven't seen the last one, so I can't say anything. But like last night, and the one before that, they were garbage. And Bumblebee was terrible.
See, I was about to say that Bumblebee, even though it retconned like the whole series,
it's not a part of the series at all.
Yeah, which is really weird because it fits in place and it follows the certain events. It's so weird, dude. It's really, really inconsistent. But yeah, the Beast Wars one, I did find that entertaining. There was fun in there. And then, of course,
it's set in like the 80s or 90s or something.
90s, if I'm not mistaken.
90s?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the last movie before that, they hint at
Bumblebee.
Oh, no. The one before, last night.
The last night. Okay.
Yeah. They hint at, oh my God, who's the planet eater? Unicron. Unicron.
Okay, yeah.
Unicron was the, like, oh my God, Unicron's on Earth. He is Earth, and blah, 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 at the very end of the last night. And then all of a sudden, we jump 30 years into the past, and Unicron is the main villain of Beast Wars? Like, I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah.
Is there time travel?
I mean,
that's the only thing I can think. Is there time travel involved with the last movie?
For Beast Wars?
Yeah.
No, actually. You can,
no. Okay, then I don't know what the fuck. He's an idiot.
There's supposed to be time travel with Beast Wars, but I don't think they did it that way in the movie.
Hey, BB from the future here. So it turns out that Transformers Rise of the Beast did include time travel elements. I forgot in the moment, and during the editing process, I was like, let me confirm, because I don't want to sound like a dummy. And yep, sure enough, I made myself sound like a dummy. Yeah, the whole movie is based around time travel. My bad.
Well, either way, this movie, I know you're going to take the kids to go see it if they want to see it, but no, I'm good. It looks too stupid for me.
I got to agree, though, with you there. It's a little too kiddie. It looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks entertaining as a kid's movie. Yeah. Aim it to kids. It's a kid's movie. It looks great. But it's not what Transformers is.
They can't even transform until they meet like whoever it is. That gives like, them
yeah, you look like one of the primes. The guy who come in the third one? I don't know. You look like one of the primes. But yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of cool. Give them an origin story. Show the relationship between Megatron and Optimus.
Instead of the lore and stuff from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool. It's good that they're touching on that story. But yeah, it's just very Minions. Now, like you said.
Exactly. But one of the things like I do like about it is it's Prime before he's Prime. And it's Megatron before he's Megatron. So they're going by their original names, which not many people know that. Like Optimus is like Orion something. And I'm like, dude, I forget what his second name is. But yeah, I'm like, holy crap, dude. I haven't heard that name in 30 something years. I'm like, holy crap, I haven't heard that name in forever, man. So that took me down memory lane a little bit, but otherwise I'm proud of the voice actors. Y'all can do your thing, but I'm not gonna watch the movie. I'm not gonna support it. I do not like it at all.
Wow. Yeah, I'll probably watch it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Kids, the kid. No, I was just gonna say kids, you're gonna watch it for your kids.
Yeah, for them. That
wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna have my kids. Yeah,
you go watch it so you can crap all over it.
I mean, that, well, I do that for, that's like one of the main reasons I go watch movies still.
I hear the menorah kicking in there.
You've influenced me. I guess if the alternative, we could always play that Transformers game on the PS3, man. The PS3, remember that one?
Dude.
It had the origin
They made like two or three of them, and they were great. Yeah, there was like three of them. Battle for Cybertron, and then there was like two others. Oh my God, dude, those were like the Transformer games that we wanted. They were so good. Yeah. Not the movie universe. Those games were great. They made like three of them. But here's the thing. You can't buy it on PlayStation 3 anymore. Mm-hmm. The digital, because they took it out of the store. I guess the licensing thing. But good luck finding the hard disk copies. Shoot, they're 60, 70, 80, 100 bucks a piece.
Damn. I got my copy right over there.
I've got mine somewhere. I've got mine somewhere, but I think you can play LAN. I don't remember, but you got to remember, dude, if it's online stuff is shut down.
Yeah, that's true.
But PS3 was pretty adamant about including LAN options back then.
Might have to whip it out, man.
I love that game. It was so good.
It was really fun. And storytelling was great. Had a dark tone.
Yeah,
dude.
That Netflix made like a animated, like 3D animated Transformers thing. Yeah. It's like three seasons.
Yeah,
it's damn good.
Yeah, it is. I really enjoyed
it. It's damn good.
Okay.
I wish the movie was like this, like that, but like tell it the prequel version of that.
No, I 100% agree with you. That would have been badass. That would have been kick-ass. Yeah. Shoot, Netflix, jump on it. Get that fourth season going, beat them to Transformers 1. How pissed would they be, huh?
I when it comes to like viewing rights and stuff like that, dude, I don't know. I mean, you got them making a movie right now. You got Michael Bay doing his thing, and then you got Netflix doing their thing. It's like, who actually owns the rights to this, or are they just saying you can do whatever you want? Plus, it is, like, 50, 60 years old now? 30, 40, 50 years old, huh?
Shoot.
Is it public domain now?
No, I think it's 100 years for that.
Oh, crap. Dude, yeah. The laws, oh, my God. That stuff's so annoying. It's so freaking complicated.
Yeah. But when that day happens, SA Files is going to roll out a trailer, too.
We're going to make the real Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make the Transformers kids want and adults.
Oh, yeah. Watch out for that one.
Yeah.
Autobots, roll out.
Face Off. Nicolas Cage, John Travolta.
Is this actually official?
It's official. It's happening.
Because I heard it was like in the works and everything. Did he die at the end?
Yeah, I thought so too. The villain, which is played by
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, Cage. Cage, yeah, he was the villain.
You don't even remember, do you?
Dude, they switched bodies, man. I forgot for a second.
But Nick Cage's original body is the villain.
Right. Okay. Yes. Crazy eyes.
Yeah. He does the crazy eyes. Yeah. It's funny because John Travolta trying to replicate it did not look right in the movie when he did his little...
So good. And you know what? This movie back in the day was badass. It still
was badass.
I remember, dude, like, because it's crazy. Like, I guess back in the day, back in 97, there wasn't anything. Has it been that long? It's, dude, 97. Yeah, it's a good
20. Oh, my God.
It's almost 30 years.
Almost 30, like 27 years now. 27?
Shoot. And they're just now coming out with a sequel, which is ridiculous, I think.
But I could have sworn they'll make up some stupid story where, he survived. He only got shot in the eyeball, which they were able to fix. Something stupid.
Did he get harpooned or something?
I don't remember. I just remember that when he finally kills him, that was the end of the movie. But yeah. That was so long ago. But it was a great movie. They switch bodies, and he tries to get his contacts in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
To get him while Nick Cage was in a coma, And they send him to prison, and he tries to like reminisce with the villains and try and figure out where the bombs or whatever it is that he's looking for.
Right, right.
And then that's when Nick Cage wakes up, kills the whole team, realizes he's got John Travolta's face.
He goes and sleeps with his wife. The cop's wife,
That is messed up.
But yeah. Damn, dude. Like, that was
cold. It was a damn good movie, but I don't know. I want to see a trailer.
Supposedly Travolta and Nick Cage are coming back. They're reprising their roles. Like you said, how's Cage coming back? I don't know.
I feel like they're kind of running out of ideas, and that's why we got Bad Boys 4 now, and now we got Nick Cage with Face Off 2. Yeah. Plus, you also have to look at the body difference. Nick Cage is still fairly skinny for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Travolta, big boy, dude.
Yeah,
he's beefed up a lot over the past like decade. I mean, he's no Rock, but dude, he's a big boy.
You're saying like he gained weight, right? Like
he gained weight and body mass? Both. It depends on the movie and stuff. So it's like from Paris with Love, dude. He got big. Like, he's not skinny Volta anymore. He's big Volta. Dude, look. Oh, yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
He got a little chunky, but I mean, like, his face, he got big, dude.
Yeah, he got some arms.
Yeah,
it's under there.
Yeah. If you've never seen that movie, that's a good one.
Hmm. And while Nick Cage is, you kind of like you said, he's still a thin guy. He's thinner.
Yeah.
If they face off again, I mean, you're kind of going to be able to tell this time.
Yeah. Last time we kind of semi-made a joke about it back in the day because John Travolta's always been bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was okay back then. But now, unless John Travolta lose some weight or Nick Cage gains some weight, it's going to be a major difference. You're going to know that the actor's really playing. I mean, you're already going to know that anyways, but you're going to make it obvious. If you're going to switch the faces again, at least have chubby Nick Cage with the face and then skinny John Travolta with the face.
Unless they do some weird CGI or something. That'll just look weird.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they could probably pull it off. They pulled off a skinny Captain America. I mean, it still looked weird, but...
That Tron 2.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
They CGI'd Jeff Bridges 100%. He looked... I mean, he had that hint of, like, that kind of weird looking, but on the flip side, it's like, that looks damn good.
Are they too late for this? 1997.
27 years later. I mean, like I said, they're bringing everything back. I don't know. I want to see a trailer first because, I mean, like I said, he died. So how did he come back?
Maybe you're right. It really depends on the story that you're going to tell because, I mean, it's been 27 years. Obviously, they don't look the same. Where has he been for 27 years? It depends on the story they tell, what they come up with. My guess is as good as any. I don't have a clue where they could take this.
It almost feels like a reboot.
Yeah.
With old men.
But if it was a reboot, I mean, they...
I know. It wouldn't be...
Recasted.
Yeah. I know. Who knows? Yeah, maybe we're trying something new. Reboot with the same actors.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean...
I'm saving my judgment until I see a trailer. But otherwise, am I excited for it? No, not really.
Maybe.
Not really.
Okay. I think that's fair. Yeah. I think this is like enough for me to like keep my eye on it, but.
Yes.
I'm not in immediately.
I agree.
One more story. Man, we got a short episode today. After last week, dude, like CinemaCon, just everything. Dude, that was an extra beefy episode this week.
I feel bad I wasn't on there because, dude. I could have helped y'all out with a bunch of stuff like the Blair Witch.
Oh, man, yeah. That and we got to Highlander. I was like, man, this was an arm section.
me and my brother were big in the Highlander back in the day.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah. Fill us in. What do you think about that? The Highlander coming in with the new...
Honestly, I didn't know anything about it till I listened to y'all's episode, but I mean, they've always kind of done like many reboots here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's starring in it, though? I think y'all said it was a good actor, but I don't remember.
Oh, Maverick? I think it was Maverick from the...
That's right. I looked him up. Yeah. Honestly, I don't remember him from that movie.
Top Gun, that's what it was.
It's hard to go wrong with a good Highlander movie. It just depends on the story. But yeah, as they kind of like the Jedi's and the Sith. The Sith has two. The master will teach the apprentice everything he knows, and then when they're done, the apprentice cuts off the head and steals their power, and they gain more power with the more heads they cut off type stuff. And I don't know. I'm always down for a new Highlander movie, but shoot, I couldn't tell you the last one I saw or last one that was released.
Yeah.
10, 15 years ago, maybe longer.
It's been a while, dude.
And I know that I think they tried to do a show back. I never got into that. I'm not into most shows.
Yeah. I think I tried watching that. It was just doing its own thing. I didn't even finish it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know. I'm not digging the shows.
Glenn Powell, by the way, he's starring in Highlander. The reboot.
I've always loved Highlander. It's one of those like secret like pleasures from back in the day. Kind of like you remember that movie Krull?
Krull?
It's kind of like the age of like Conan and all that stuff where they take on quests.
1983. Oh, okay. I'm looking at the cover. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you've seen that movie 100 times growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, quite a few.
That's kind of like one of those like secret pleasures that like the movie's so bad, but back in the day it was so good. And it had like this like Chinese ninja star weapon that had like five knives come out of it when you activated it. Oh, dude, movie's so cheesy, but so good. I love it. It's kind of like Highlander for me. Highlander has always been kind of a big thing. Now, I'm not going to go to the movie theater to watch it. I know it's going to be cheesy for the most part, unless the trailer actually sells me. Because most of those Highlander movies are like straight to DVD, straight to streaming, whatever. Well, it wasn't streaming back then, but DVD, VHS, stuff like that. Yeah, I'm down. I'll watch it. I just, like I said, I want to see what they do with the story. If it's a reboot, if it's actually a sequel, I don't know. I haven't really followed up on it.
Okay, I guess we'll wait and see. See if...
There can be only one.
This I actually found kind of interesting, dude. Like, interesting in a way where... Okay, let me start over here. Sony patents autoplay game mode. New technology that could enable an autoplay mode in PlayStation games, potentially allowing players to skip some gameplay segments. So, essentially, what I'm understanding is you're playing a game. Let's just say I'm playing Helldivers or something, right? And I gotta go eat dinner. Hit the autoplay button, and your guy will run around and start shooting some bugs. I'm over there eating dinner, and the game's leveling up for me. That's kind of the way I understand it. Dude, that's some hardcore cheating right there.
What we called that back in the MMO age, back in the day, is bots.
Bots? Yeah.
Bots and botting. And it really depends. It says it's PlayStation games, so Helldivers technically isn't classified as a PlayStation game because it's also on PC and stuff. But anyways, I don't know. I don't know what to say about this. When they do stuff like this, it's obviously for something in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have no idea. I don't think it would work with anything like current right now.
Yeah, it's...
When they patent stuff like this, it's usually something 5 to 10 years down the road from now.
Hmm.
Like their controllers, the VR headset, all kinds of stuff they patent. We don't see that technology for 5 to 10 years, sometimes longer. I would love to have a botting service for certain games.
Oh, okay, like what, for example? Because I'm really having trouble go ahead.
All right. So, say like, whether you got to go to the restroom or you got to go to work for a few hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. Say like you're playing Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Say like you want to get like 10 levels, but you don't want to spend 2 or 3 hours grinding it out. You set autoplay and you just let it do its thing for 10 hours or however long. You end up getting those levels and stuff while you're at work, and which, yeah, it is cheating, but on the flip side, it depends on the game and stuff like that. It helps boost you up, so you're not draining all your time. You know, so back in the day, PlayStation games, not just PlayStation, Super NES, some Final Fantasy games, dude, if you didn't level up or grind, you got wrecked. You got destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
And we would spend literally 10 plus hours minimum grinding out level after level after level just so that we can not necessarily slaughter the enemies, but get past certain enemies.
Yeah.
Get past certain points. Mm-hmm. If this saves me 10 hours of grinding, and that's just one instance. So when I pick up the game again, I've got extra items, I got the levels, and I go straight to the boss and actually fight them without having to worry about grinding. Is that really cheating? I mean, yeah, technically it is, but I see it benefiting people that are busy as hell in life.
I can see that. I can see where you're coming from.
I mean, I see it benefiting people that are busy in life, but it is kind of cheating. But also, we don't know what exactly they have in store for us, because we're not going to see this for at least, like I said, 5, 10, maybe longer years, or we might never ever see it.
True. Man, you reminded me so bad, dude. Like back when I was playing Final Fantasy X on PS2.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. That one's like old school turn-based. There's a lot of grinding involved. And yeah. The first time that I played through it, dude, I got to the final boss and I got wrecked, just destroyed. And I tried and I could not beat
mother effer.
So what I ended up doing was I knew I had to go grind, which I didn't want to do. I just wanted to finish the game, but I ended up going back to some high level area and I grinded for like a day or two or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and like, I destroyed the guy in like 5 minutes. I was like,
holy crap.
I did not mean for that to happen, but I'm pretty glad that it did. So yeah, I can see like in that sort of situation, like I'm ready to finish this game. And I get that way sometimes, right? Because I want to move on. I want to play something else. I want to do something different. But I don't want to abandon the game. So yeah, in an instance like that, okay, I could definitely see your point for a feature like this. Or maybe even, you also made me think about back in Super Nintendo days during the Mario Kart. It's not exactly the same thing, the AI, but I remember the game would copy your race and you would race against your ghost to try and improve yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it's something like that where the AI could learn how you play and then it would maybe try to imitate your moves.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I guess in that sense, it wouldn't really be that bad. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, dude. Like if you're playing, I don't know, God of War. Let's just say God of War, right? And you're stuck on some boss and you can't beat him. You autoplay so Kratos can beat the boss for you. Like you're not even playing the game anymore. You're just watching a movie.
But I don't think autoplay would work for a game like that. I think it's really being designed right now for probably RPGs for the most part. Something that's point and click stuff that so. There's a stupid game called Wizardry back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it's it's an RPG, like old school RPG with the pen and paper type style. Okay. Yeah. You're in a dungeon. You go like up a dungeon, up, and you run into enemies and stuff and you kill them.
Old school. Okay.
Yeah. So I, for one of the stupid trophies, I had to kill like, I don't know, like a billion freaking enemies. And doing it legit, it would take hundreds and hundreds of hours. So I got one of those like $50, $60 like Hori controllers with the turbo stuff and had to rubber band it all together. And literally for like 2 days straight, I had it just auto fighting all day for hours and days. And I ended up getting that trophy through it.
Nice.
And I check on it every day and I would save it. Make sure I'm still alive and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I see it doing something like that.
Okay.
But definitely saving you time and money and all that kind of stuff. Because back in the day, Final Fantasy games up until 5, dude, you had to grind, like grind for real. Mm-hmm. And unless you spent, and we're talking like weeks and weeks to try and hit level 99, you weren't hitting level 99. So the game still offered a pretty decent challenge up to a certain point, but with Final Fantasy VI and higher, then you got the EXP eggs and all kinds of stuff, or the materia that gave you bonus EXP, and then it level 99 was cakewalk. Hmm. It didn't take you long at all. Huh. And yeah, you would breeze through final bosses like they're nothing. They're supposed to be a challenge, which I'm not okay with that, but it is what it is. Make the boss harder if you want to make it a challenge.
Yeah.
Which one thing I hate that some games do, as you level up, so the enemies.
Yeah.
I don't like that to a point. Because certain games, dude, it becomes like a pain.
Chili ring.
Yeah, but back to your example, like Final Fantasy. I mean, the battle system is the beef of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, the story's great. Don't get me wrong. But the fighting, the battles are the beef of that game. And if you just auto-play throughout the whole thing...
Like I said, we have to see something about it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to see this for years, so we don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you got to stick with the rubber band trick with controllers.
Yeah. Otherwise, I will say I finally beat Final Fantasy Remake. I beat Remake.
Remake, yeah.
And one of the trophies was, like, reach level 50. And at the end of the game, I was, like, barely level 35 or something. And, like, I did just about everything going through it. I'm like, how am I so low? You had
multiple playthroughs.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
But you did easy, didn't you?
And I played on normal.
I want to say I'm in the 40s, and I haven't even finished it yet.
Oh, man. I want that level 50 trophy. Come on, Sony. Give me that autoplay. I'll beta for you.
Oh, man. You like that ending, though, huh?
Oh, so good, dude. I need to drop $70 for Rebirth.
Well, I've got like 4 copies over here.
I'll steal one. But yeah, dude. AI, it's taking over. I thought it was interesting. See, we'll see when it comes. Maybe PS6 or 7. We'll see.
But who knows? Anyway. Sony does patents for like everything. And like at least half of them haven't done anything. They haven't produced anything from it.
That's a good point.
So we don't know. Yeah. But maybe they're just doing it so that Xbox can't do it or anyone else can do it. Well, I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. Maybe.
They can bogart it.
Well done. Here come the test results. You are a horrible person. That's what it says. A horrible person. We weren't even testing for that.
So, have you seen Fallout?
Oh, no. No, I have not. You know what? I didn't even know it came out. I saw some photos on the phone. I saw pictures and stuff. I was like, what's the Red Skull doing wearing a cowboy hat? Like, yeah, man.
Oh, man.
That's
awesome.
That's legit what I thought. I was like, it's the Red Skull. And then I kept reading. I was like, oh, wait, this is not what I think it is.
It's not Mar-Vell.
No. But yeah, man, go ahead. You've seen a few episodes, right?
Yeah, I'm like 5 or 6 episodes in. I really wanted to
dump out
on it, but I can't. I mean, it's not great like everyone's saying it is, like spectacular, must watch. It's good. I'd give it like, so far I haven't finished it, but I give it like a 7 out of 10 easy.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Pretty decent.
Yeah. Now I heard they've like, trying to, you know, it's Bethesda, so they do what they do. It's not Fallout, but they put the name on there. They kind of retconning all kinds of lore. Ooh. From what I've heard and listening to, but otherwise it's pretty damn good. It's fun. It's post-apocalyptic era. It's cool. I mean, you see some pretty cool stuff. I've been enjoying it. Like I said, I haven't finished it yet. Maybe this weekend I will. I actually have time off, so maybe I will finish it.
Nice.
But yeah, I would definitely say it's a must watch, but I don't think it's as good as people are making it out to be, but they are leaving more questions than answers for a few things.
Do you think they're doing that like for a way to get viewers to come back for season 2 or?
Yeah, well, they from what I'm told, season 2 is already green lit and it's a go. Nice. So I think they're probably going to start answering a lot of questions through season 2. Okay. Is some of the questions I have, I'm pretty certain they're not going to be answered within the next episode or two.
Okay.
But it is pretty cool, though. They've got, like, just the makeup and stuff. They did a damn good job. And that's a ghoul, by the way.
The Red Skull? It's not...
Yeah, the Red Skull is a ghoul, which it was pretty cool. I like that. And he's a badass. It's pretty good. You should watch it. If you like Fallout, now don't play Fallout 3, 4, New Vegas and all the, no, that's not real Fallout. Real Fallout is 1, 2 and Tactics. Those are the, and then the Wastelander. The Wasteland is real Fallout. What are you laughing at? Anything Bethesda, stay away from. It's terrible. It's not fun.
Well, I've never really actually played one of those Fallout games.
Well, if you played 3, you probably couldn't play it because it was one. It was probably the okay. So you know Cyberpunk, right? You know how bad Cyberpunk like got
poo poo wee wee
for releasing a like unplayable game, right?
Yeah.
That's Fallout 3 in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And so was New Vegas. It was unplayable. Like, literally, your PlayStation would freeze every, like, 5 minutes or less.
Yeah.
And I got the platinum for Fallout 3. So no one can come at, oh, you didn't play it. I got the platinum. And it probably took me 40-plus hours longer than it should have. Because of all the development issues that they had, all the bugs. It's not a bug, it's a feature. It is unplayable.
Oh, man.
New Vegas was the same way, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that one. Like, and supposedly, I know it's made by Obsidian. It's a clone copy of Part 3. It's not a Fallout game. But yes, it is. Oh, God. The bugs were bad. Do not play 3. Stay away from 3. 4, I heard they fix a lot of stuff because next gen, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But either way, I wouldn't. It's boring.
Ooh, wow,
it is so boring.
I was just about to ask that, like, because I've heard, even though I haven't played them, I do hear like whenever a new game comes out, it's like it's buggy. Wait 6 months until they fix it or whatever, right? And I remember Guns. He really got into one of them where I remember he was like a knight. There's flying dragons. It was a Bethesda game. It wasn't Fallout, but it
Elder Scrolls.
That's the one. He really got into that, but he was trying to show it off to me and I'd go watch and the game would bug on him and he'd have to like restart it and restart the fight. And then it was horrible. It was giving me a reason not to play it, but
that's the standard Bethesda game. They literally have the community make mods to fix the game for them.
Make it playable.
To make it playable. Terrible. But the mod community can't touch the PlayStation and stuff unless you like hack your stuff. Yeah. So it's just unplayable. And Elder Scrolls, everyone loves it and all that. Best game ever created. Nope. I refuse to touch it because it's terrible. They can't make a game. But I was going to say, so Fallout 3 was so buggy, it was unplayable, just like Cyberpunk, but they didn't offer refunds.
Eesh.
So you got stuck with the bill.
Yeah.
But the show is pretty good. I would definitely suggest watching it. It's fun. It's got some cool stuff. You see some really, like, they're not aliens, obviously, mutated creatures. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Is the story really like worth it? I guess, like, even in the games, I guess, because if it wasn't for all the bugs in the games, is the story worth?
Well, because Fallout 1, 2 and Tactics were fantastic games. They're phenomenal.
Okay.
The lore and the story is great. Yes.
Okay.
And the show, even as much as it is Bethesda, it does follow a lot of the lore. But it does also try and retcon a lot of the lore, which I'm not okay with. But that's Bethesda.
Okay. I'm going to take a wild guess. They're probably trying to simplify things for TV audiences, maybe.
Yeah, they got like 3 volts that aren't together, but in the show they're together. It's kind of weird. Mm. And like they're connected like a triangle. It's weird.
Yeah, maybe I'll check this out. I mean, like, yeah, Fallout's a big name. I know what it is, even though I've never played the games. I know what it is. So, I mean, maybe this is a way for someone like me to get into the story, at least get an idea behind it. Plus the Red Skull's in it, so that's cool.
there's lots of Red Skulls in it. But no, I mean, the story's good. It's just your typical, like, planet Earth. Everyone nuked the complete F out of Earth. So the planet becomes almost inhabitable.
Wow.
For quite a few years, and like a few hundred years goes by.
Dang.
And there's still life on Earth, and there's people that live in the vaults. Well, this is just another story of what they call them, vault dwellers, people that live in vaults, mm-hmm. come out and explore the world.
Huh.
You're essentially, if you want to look at it this way, you say like you're playing the game, even though you're watching mm-hmm. it, you're essentially the female. You're the main actor, everything. And you see some of the dialogue that kind of replicates the video game system.
Okay.
Where she asks like X amount of questions before the shop owner gets pissed off type stuff. It's you feel the video game vibe of it. And that's actually pretty cool. I like that.
Nice.
And no, like I said, it's entertaining. It's fun. There's some cool stuff. It's just from my perspective, number one, of hating Bethesda and what they stand for, and then changing the lore. That's where I knock it down some pegs. But otherwise, it's pretty good.
Shoot. I mean, I think that's fair, man. You give some good stuff, some bad stuff at the end there. I kind of feel like I want to watch this now.
Yeah, I haven't seen the ending yet. So, like I said, I can't.
Shiitake mushroom.
On it 100% yet, but it's good.
Nice.
I like it, but the problem is, do you have Prime?
I do.
Oh, look out. The big guns on you. All right. Well, there you go. They're like 45, 50 minutes each, 8 episodes.
All right. Well, shoot. I'll give it a go.
Yeah. But like I said, there's quite a few questions I have for it. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get those answers. There is one I will get the answer because I kind of cheated and looked it up. Well, they made it so obvious, if that makes sense. Like, the second or third episode, I forget. There's something that happens. It was like way too obvious.
Gotcha.
So I already looked it up. And then I
feel like you just wanted to confirm, I guess.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh, okay. That makes sense. But the way they're like trying to lead up to it, I'm like, kind of boring.
Damn. All right. And with that, we have run out of time. Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk trash, we talk anime, we talk TV, we talk movies. We just have a good time here. We talk a lot of trash.
Yeah, we do.
Just have a good time. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, TikTok, X, Threads, and YouTube. And if you want to listen to us on the go, Bernard, where can they find us?
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, various others, and sweet, sweet Pandora, baby.
Sweet
Pandora. Yeah. It just came to my attention that Guns would really, really enjoy some tuna can size peewee pictures. You can get them at Guns at thesfiles.com.
Just the tuna cans?
He just wants the tuna cans. He said he wants the tuna can sized ones. That's all he wants.
Wow.
He wants this bad boy. The safe catch.
Safe catch. And Keg needs the browns ones, the dark ones, the bright ones, the light ones, the hairy ones, the non-hairy ones, the clean ones, the cheesy ones, the dirty ones, the long ones, the short ones, the stubby ones. The ones that look like Megan Fox thumbs. Those are his favorite. He wants them all. Agent K at thesfiles.com.
That's nasty. Nasty, HBK.
And for any other comments, questions, suggestions, you can find all of our various emails in the description below or just at contact@thesfoz.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
It's Monarm signing out.
We'll catch you on the next one.